Time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing, mate?
I'm really well, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. One of the great joys of my life was going up to Darwin and doing a tour of the Botanic Gardens on a Segway. And I heard they were getting rid of the Segways.
Yeah, look, the Segways themselves, you still see them around for guided tours. I've never been keen to stand on one, but Segways also moved into e-scooters as well, and they've got some very fast and powerful ones coming to market too.
What sort of speeds are we talking about?
So the new ones are going to hit 70 kilometres per hour,
Ooh.
Which to me is scary. I've driven Segway scooters at about 20 kilometres an hour with their current models, but to do 70 kilometres an hour on a piece of plastic that you're standing on with two little wheels, that scares me.
Yeah, that could end up in all sorts of carnage. I'm not too sure if that's a great plan on their behalf. But Segway, the original Segways, they look very hard, but they're incredibly easy. They're one of those things, as soon as you get it, you got it. You can never forget how to use them.
I've heard that too. And you always see those people who are going on those tours through parks and things like that. It seems to be working for them. But I love watching those videos on YouTube where it does go wrong.
Yeah, good point. Now, just one thing I wanted to ask you about. We talked about your robot lawnmower that you took for a test drive. You've given another one a spin, mate.
I have. It wouldn't be fair to just test one in my life. So I've got two running at the moment. And this one is from a company called Worx, W-O-R-X. And this one is quite different in a lot of ways in that it does navigate very similar around my lawn. But like all mowers, you need to pay attention to deck size and how well it actually cuts the grass in the first place. And this one just hasn't been doing a very good job, if I'm honest. It's not as good as the Husqvarna. I guess Husqvarna have a background in mowers. Worx have more of a background, I guess, in power tools. So it's been interesting to play with that. But what I'm most having the problems with is this thing just getting lost and getting stuck. And I feel like I need to attend to this robot more than I actually would be spending time if I was mowing it myself. So robot mowers aren't always that great.
Mate, when you say it's getting lost, is it appearing at your neighbour's place? Because that might not actually be the fault of the mower.
If it was starting to mow my neighbour's lawn, I'd hopefully make some money from the mower. I could start to charge them for it.
That's fair. They do need to constantly run. This isn't sort of like you don't run it out as soon as you look at the grass and go, oh, that's a bit long. These robot mowers are meant to just be continually going around, just doing a little trim constantly, aren't they?
Absolutely. I have mine run 5 days a week for 10 hours a day. So having it run that often means that it maintains the lawn rather than tries to cut the lawn. And it may take off 1 millimetre per day, but that's enough to just keep it looking like carpet. And when they work really well.
I'm sure there will be lots more on the market. This, I'm sure, is a very big space. And
yes.
Finally, you and I have spoken about this before. I've always been concerned about moving away from the iPhone cult because how do I migrate everything from my phone to whatever the new thing would be? But apparently that's a bit easier now.
Yeah, look, anyone who's had an iPhone knows that you kind of feel a little trapped sometimes but comfortable in that ecosystem where everything is there and everything works. But if you are in for whatever reason, considering a Samsung or a Google phone, you have to worry about what about my contacts, my photos, my appointments? Will that all come across as well? And Google has now been able to publish an app on the Apple App Store that allows you to switch to Android. And it makes sure and it takes care of that process of all your photos, all your contacts, all your appointments, everything appearing right where it should be when you finish the transition. So nothing's lost. You can actually move safely from iPhone now.
Jeff, is it one of these things where even if it doesn't work very well, bad luck, you're already on the new one, you can't go back anyway?
There is no turning back after that point.
Yeah.
Look, it doesn't actually wipe your iPhone when it's done. That would be a bit cruel.
Yeah.
So you've always got that plan B of still picking up that iPhone to keep working.
All right. Well, I will still be stuck to the cult for the time being. I'm still not completely convinced. But I am convinced that we need to find out everything there is about technology, and we do that every Wednesday with our guru. Thanks, mate.
Thank you so much.